Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Carol or Colette? Carol?
Yep, this is Cal.
Hi, Kel. This is Franmi from Archstaff Fiber and a recorded line. How are you today?
All right.
All right. So there was a ticket put in, it seems like yesterday, regarding it seemed that you were having trouble connecting to the TV.
Yeah.
I see in our, it looks like you were able to connect it now. It looks like it's connected now, correct?
I believe so. I'm gonna run over there. If you give me one second, check. I didn't check with her or hear anything about it this morning, so I'm gonna say yes, it is. But I
Okay.
haven't talked to her this morning, so give me 1 minute. She lives 2 doors away.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
Second. I just gotta put my shoes on and run down the street.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I think I got it working last night out of nowhere. I was messing with all kinds of things. I don't know if by some silly chance, I mean, it makes no sense to me if it is. I had my Wi-Fi down here, and I disconnected it and started using yours. Well, actually, I walk in the door here and I see her TV's working. So, yeah, it's working.
Okay, that's great.
Oh, hold on. It gave you a hard time last night? Right. Let me mute this so you're not yelling at me.
Okay, no worries.
Right, what? Is buffering?
It was buffering, and then it would come back on for a few minutes, and then it buffer again. And it wasn't all night, but I watched, I don't know, an hour, and then it would buffer, and then maybe 15 minutes, and then buffer. Every once in a while, it would just stop, and the little thing was going around, and the clock time.
How has it been today?
Fine today.
So it might have been one of the whatever streaming service last night, maybe.
Yeah, it
I'll
seems
say
like
if it's fine today.
yeah, it's fine today.
Okay, yeah, I don't know how like I had a Wi-Fi router that I was using. When the guys came, I didn't have them hook yours up. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to slim things down because she's trying to rearrange the room where the stuff is. So I'm like, all right, I'll take my router out and I'll hook up the Arch router. And my son has in the back room here, he has a Netgear. Mine was a Netgear too, besides the point, but I took mine out. He's got a mesh system and they were side by side. So I don't know whether that was causing some sort of issue. I've separated the two about a foot, and I don't know that if that maybe that's caused and
Yes, probably that could have been. Sometimes when we look at the health check, it will tell us if it has, like, they call that like an evil twin. If you have another network running parallel to the net, to our network, it might interfere with the service. But right now, everything looks good on my side as well. Is the TV close to the router, or is it far away from the router?
it is about 30-ish feet away.
Okay, so it's not, it should be fine. Yeah, everything looks good on my side, and if the TV is working now, that probably was the issue.
Yeah, because the only thing is the girl last night said, oh, I see it may be some interference or something. I'm like, there was no interference between mine is a Netgear and my kids is a Netgear mesh. And I'm like, those things were about a foot apart and there was no no interference between those two. They both work fine separately. Now, when I put the things back down after disconnecting a couple wires and plugging things back together, and I'm like, all right, these things are like 6 inches apart or something, maybe, or closer. Maybe they were right on top of each other even. I'm like, maybe that's an issue. I'm like, I didn't think it would be an issue.
Yeah.
But now they're about a foot apart. About a foot apart, and I put the cable modem from Spectrum because she's still got their telephone service.
Okay.
I put that in between them also as like a plastic buffer, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, maybe that. And then things started to work a little, so I'm like, okay. But when she finally finishes, she's having the room painted and some of the furniture is getting moved around, mm-hmm. I will separate them a little bit further apart so there will hopefully be less issues.
Sounds great.
But right now, mm-hmm. I just got them on a small little 18-inch table, so I only have so much room. So I'm guessing I didn't even think that being right next to each other they would cause interference. So
yeah,
I mean, just, at my house, I have two. Again, they're both neck gear, or one's an Eero and one's a neck gear, and my two routers are right next to each other, like almost on top of each other, and they don't cause me any issues. So yeah. Now I know I'm going to have to move probably my Eero away because I'm actually contemplating. Actually, Arch was supposed to send and bring to me and my brother and possibly my mother's house when they came and installed. They were supposed to bring us switches that they didn't bring. So that was a little bit of a pain in the butt. That's the only reason I still had the router here because I could plug in extra things because she's got solar. We all have solar, so we needed extra ports. So we kept our routers hooked up because they didn't bring the switches. So,
and you're still waiting for that?
Yeah.
Okay,
we still haven't heard anything back from them.
Let me take a look. So Carol is your mother?
Four. Yes. We all live right next to each other.
Okay, that's great. All right, so let me look up your account. One moment and see since I have it on the phone already.
Okay.
Uh-huh. C-A-L-E is your first name?
Yeah, my account is on this. My account's under my wife's name. It's Constance or Connie Carr.
Okay, let's see.
I think that's who she put it under. Unless she put Constance. It under my name, but her phone number, yeah.
Okay, and can you please verify the address for me?
55 Abbey.
Okay, yes, I got it here.
See, something is, my mom usually puts all her crap, well, ends up putting all her crap under my phone number and my email, so I get all her junk. And my wife likes to use all my email and sometimes my phone number. I'm like, you guys kill me. I get 10 times more crap, but they don't get it, so they don't get it. Well, my mom doesn't have an email, really. So.
Okay. So let me say, just that they were expecting for an extra port. You don't have our router connected right now. You have your own router?
At my house, yes, because I don't have anything to take it. At my house, I could probably delete, I think, one Ethernet, but I need one to go to my wife's computer. I need one to go to the Eero, one for my solar. The Eero, the solar, her computer, and I don't know if I need one more. I think I needed at least four, but I have one hooked up to an old lake system that I don't think I'm using, and I'm not using the one for my old camera system. But yeah, they were supposed to, I think, bring me a four-port switch.
Four switch. Since I have you on the line, do you mind if I put you on a brief? Let me see if they can bring this to you.
Sure.
Is that okay? Okay, thank you. One moment.
Yeah.
One moment.